something that a lot of people are doing. Heading all over the place, but a lot of people are onto the M1, the Pacific Highway, heading north with caravans and motorhomes and all sorts of things now that the Queensland border's reopened. They reckon that there's probably a caravan passing through Newcastle every minute. Caravan industry experts have estimated as many as 70 to 80% of them are overweight and a potential accident's waiting to happen. That's why we thought we should catch up with our next guest. And as I said, his company, Check Weight, and incidentally, the link to the Check Weight website is on our Facebook page, 2HD Newcastle. We talked to Jeff, I think we've done it every year,
at the
Caravan
the
Camping and Holiday Expo, which is on every year, early in the year. Jeff highlights the importance of actually, weighing your caravan. So we thought we'd have a chat with him.
Now, Jeff, Richard's right. A lot more people are now hitting the road with the borders open.
Yeah, caravan sales have gone through the roof since we haven't been able to travel internationally, which is good. We're exploring Australia and our own country, which is great. I think there's five main things from a safety point of view that people should be aware of. I think the main one is that we cover is weights and how unbalanced caravans or badly loaded caravans and even overweight caravans can be actually really dangerous on the road.
Right. Yeah. Why? What can happen? What problems can occur?
Well, there's several things, but if you put too much weight on the back of a caravan, like generators and push bikes and things, it makes your tow ball too light. And when your tow ball is too light, that's where it's connected to the vehicle, then the caravan can sway at a lower speed. And if the caravan's developed sway, it's very, very hard to, if you've not experienced it before, to get that back and not end up in the ditch on the side of the road.
All right. So how do people know if their caravan is too heavy or unbalanced?
Well, there's several ways, but the main way that we do is by actually individually weighing each wheel so we can develop what the balance is, where the weight is on the caravan. Is it on the front axle or the back axle? If it's a dual axle, how heavy the tow ball is. Also, where the weight is on the vehicle. When you put a caravan onto a vehicle through the tow bar, it puts a lot of weight on the rear axle and can make your front axle too light, which makes better your steering light, and especially if it's slippery roads and wet or windy. So we weigh the caravan. You can also just even look at the caravan, and if you go out to the M1 on any day and you're at one of the rest stops and you watch a few caravans go past, you can see where they're at a bad angle. So if you think of where the tow bar is connected to the car, it's pointing down or it's pointing up, or the tail of the caravan is nearly dragging. So those are really easy indicators that they've got the weight wrong, and you need to have a look at how they're loaded and where the weight is.
There are fines, aren't there, if you're overweight?
Yeah, well, there's actually 11 things that we check, so 11 weight limits that we check at Check Weight. And the main ones are what they call the GVM, or gross vehicle mass of the vehicle, that you're not allowed to exceed. That's set by the manufacturer. There's an ATM, which is set by the caravan manufacturer, that you're not allowed to exceed. And then there's a whole raft of other axle weights and, what they call GCM, gross combined mass. So that's the whole rig driving down the road.
Right. Now, hypothetically, and I hope it doesn't happen, I have an accident towing a caravan. Is it then after the event weighed, and could that affect my insurance?
Definitely it can affect your insurance, especially if weight was a contributing factor. If you just have a ding in a car park, then weight wasn't a factor, so it won't affect your insurance. But if you're driving around the road and you're overloaded, and the police or the insurance company say you're over your weight limits, they can deny you a claim. And for some people, that can be a $100,000, $150,000 mistake.
Right.
Because if the caravan was overweight and caused an accident, then you'd lose the insurance on your vehicle as well, or could lose the insurance on your vehicle.
Not to mention the possibility of your life. So weight is, of course, a very big thing, but have you got some other quick tips for people who have just bought a caravan and, a bit worried about what to do when they hit the road?
I think the major one for me is speed. I mean, I do a lot of travelling in the business. I go down to Gosford up to Taree. So I'm on the M1 a lot, and I see a lot of caravans speeding. And you're on holidays, you know, like enjoy yourself and enjoy the trip. A lot of people don't realise that on a freeway, which is speed limited to 110, if your total weight of your caravan and vehicle exceeds 4.5 tonne, then you're actually, the speed limit is 100 k's, not 110. And quite often you'll see caravans, you know, and vehicles speeding down the highway, overtaking other vehicles. And overtaking trucks and B-doubles is just the most dangerous thing. The airflow off a B-double upsets a caravan. And if you've ever seen any of the rollovers on YouTube of caravans, they're nearly always when they're overtaking a truck. So my advice is enjoy yourself, take it easy, and just never overtake a truck at 100 kilometres an hour or slower.
Maybe a good bit of advice before you hit the road is to give your company Check Weight a call, Jeff.
Absolutely, yeah. They can get me through my website, checkweight.com.au, or give me a call.
We'll do that, and we just did. Thanks for that, Jeff. Jeff Diath, his company, Check Weight. The link's on our Facebook page, but it's checkweight.com.au.